Okay, Kitzer, Hilchus Simen Kuf Mem Hey, we're up to Oy Zion. Isha Ksheira, so a kosher wife, Afa Pishu Naisa Isa Bishvil Hamam and Sheyeshla, even though he married her because she has money, Mutter, that's allowed. But that's only when she gives him the money or when her family gives him the money because they want to. Ma'agin But if he makes himself an ma'agin is a fem as a male type of aguna, right? Meaning he says I'm not getting married to you. He gets rid of shidduch and the shidduch says okay, if shidduch has money, he goes out with them and they're happy to give him the money, fine. But if he holds back from getting married, he makes himself into an igun. And he doesn't get married till he finds a woman with the right amount of money that he likes. Or he actually, he shidduchim here means he gets engaged. And they give him a lot of money. And then he goes, and then they go back on their money. And then he doesn't get married to her. Right? Or even if he stays married, but he fights because of it. Kala Isakane Mikri Naisa Isha Lashemam, and that's called marrying a woman for her money. Bonam he's not gonna have good kids. Matzliach, he's not gonna have any Hatzlacha with the money, Vein Zivuga, and his Zivug is not gonna be a good Zivug. Because the money that he took from his wife is not proper money, he had to fight for it. Whatever money your in-laws give you, take it and then you'll be Matzliach. Now, this means only if they didn't scam him. Right? Meaning, let's say the in-laws during the engagement lost the money. But if they scammed him, then he's allowed to fight. Right? They can meet, or he can back out. Because then they're not like a person not machuyav to be scammed. Right? Fine.
Well, I thought we said someone says you're allowed to lie about this stuff.
You're allowed to lie to the shadchan. The Rama says you're allowed to lie to the shadchan and tell him you give him 100 grand, and then once the shidduch goes through, you give him the regular
You
shidduch.
can't lie about support.
You cannot lie. You can't do it as a mekatois. We're out of mekatois. You can't rip somebody off. The reason with the shadchan you can tell him as much money as you want is because he's mechuyev to be a shadchan.
Right.
So since he's mechuyev, you heard that, Jesse? You offer him as much money as you want, and then.
It's different.
then that's different because he's mechuyev to everybody's mechuyev to make shidduchim, right? So you're just giving him money to do what Hashem wants him to do. Okay, ches. I'm a oretz liyisa bas koyin, and I'm oretz should not marry the daughter of a koyin. She'ain zivug amayla yofa. It's also not going to go. It's not going to be a good thing. Oman to kapid and somebody who's mak with yeshu l'daktik shaloi lisa isha. Did I? Yes. Thank you. Somebody who's makbid, Yeshul Dakhlik Shalili Saisha, Shashmach Kishem Imoith. Those that are, there's a big issue. Somebody who's like a makbid person should be careful not to marry a woman with the same name as his mother. That's a Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Right? The question is, does that apply also to the chosen marrying a girl marrying a guy with the same name as her father. Right? And then you have the Igros Moishe who says as long as they have different names, then that also doesn't count. Okay, whatever. It's a whole tumult. Fine. Then of course there's the Shita that says that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid only applies to his grandchildren, not to stam people. Test. Mitzvah Lisa Bas Achoseh Bas Achiv. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece, either from your sister's daughter or your brother's daughter. Aval Shar Kroiva, but other relatives, Bein Shi Kroiva Loi, whether she's close to him, whether it's a relative, Al Ishtoi Shemesa, to his wife after she dies or gets divorced, or she Kroiva, or she's a relative of the woman who he did Chalitza to, Loisa B'li Shelas Chacham. No, you should never. You shouldn't ask. It's fascinating, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because it might be usher to marry. Meaning that's how unclear it was to people of who they're allowed to marry, who they're not. Brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, uncles, aunts. So he's saying, other than nieces and nephews, ask a shayla. Yud, loy lam yadam zar b'kvayd ishtay, a person should be careful in the covered of his wife. All right, this is a major one. She'ein bracha metzuya bebeisei ela shel adam, bebeisei shel adam ela b'shvil ishtay. The whole bracha in somebody's house is only found if he, because of the wife. That's a lot of pressure on the wife and on the husband to respect the wife. You should be mechavad your wives, so you should become wealthy. Fine. Yud Aleph. Also, lishois im ishtoi. Right, you're not allowed to stay with your wife. Afilu sha'achas, but like ksuba, you have to have a ksuba. If you don't, if you lose the ksuba, then you're not allowed to stay with your wife. Bim nevda ksuba, and if the ksuba gets lost, tzarok lizar ma'oishu yelach miyad la'habay la'bezdin lichtoiv la'ksuba acheres, to go immediately to the bezdin to get a new ksuba. It's called a ksuba de'irkasa. It's a ksuba that got lost. I happen to have a template on my phone, and you just print it out and just fill in the names, and that's what we do. Yud base. Kayan also begrusha bezayna bechalala bechalutza. I actually had this shiloh today. Kayan is also with a grusha and a zayna, halala and a chalutza. Zayna, what is a zayna? Hayno filu nevala ba'ines be'ilas iser. Even if she had a bia of ba'ines with the but a bias iser. Right. Meaning it would have to be a somebody who, meaning if it's tam a single girl and a single guy, that's not a problem. Right, but if it's a goy, then it's a problem. Nasa zayna, she becomes a zayna v'asur l'koyin. So the girl, a guy is dating a girl, and the girl told him that she was together with a goy, and he's a koyin, of course. And he finally, he's 27, I think it was 27. He finally found the girl, he likes her, and she goes and tells him that she was together with a goy. So I said, eh, I don't get paid enough to know a hetter for that. Because then you get into the whole thing whether I didn't say that, but I said it's above my head, right? Because some mehechates, you have to believe her,
Right.
right? And who says they actually had a bia? Whatever, you get into that whole thing. And a chalala is somebody that's born from a kohen who marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry. Yud Gimel, kol isha shenisgarsha. Any woman who becomes an almana or a
Is
grusha,
the rabbi
yeah.
is the husband not supposed to know where the ksuba is?
No, he can know where the ksuba is. I mean,
Oh,
it's
I guess
her
I'm better looking
contract.
at
It's
that
her
now.
contract, but no, it's not the Afikoman.
And
Right?
it's just a star. It's not a Torah, right?
It's not Torah, it's a star, yeah. No, it's just a star. Yeah. Yud Gimel. Kol isha shenisamah shenisgarsha. Any woman who becomes an almana or gets divorced, lo yisinasi lish acher ad shetamtin tishim yoyim, she should not get remarried until she waits 90 days. Chutz miyam agerishin, besides for the day of divorce, by misas baila, or from the death of her husband, chutz miyam nisuin, and except for the day of the marriage. Right, meaning you need 90 days besides for the divorce day and the day of the marriage. Even if she's a woman, let's say she's post-menopause, so she's not having babies. Even if her first husband was overseas when he died, or he was in jail, ain chiluk, it's a loy plug. Now the reason for all this is because we're afraid she might get pregnant right away from the second husband, and we have no idea who the father of this child is. So if you wait 90 days, so then the assumption is that if she's pregnant, it would already be recognizable that she's pregnant, and we would know that she's pregnant from the first husband. But less within 90 days, we won't know that. But we say it's a loy plug, right? So meaning pregnancy tests won't help this, and sonograms and all that stuff. But filu apila nafel bintayim, and even if she has a miscarriage, loy mahanila, it still doesn't help. Right? Meaning she had a miscarriage. She lost her husband, or she got divorced. A month later, she had a miscarriage. Why can't she get remarried now? Right? She's not pregnant anymore, and we know she's not pregnant from the first one because they're divorced. Still, doesn't make a difference. Asura, even she can't even date. Unless the meshuddach Meaning, I'm sorry, shidduchim doesn't mean date. Dating is allowed. You're not allowed to get engaged, right? Elam kin yishav mashal shelo yichnis unless he makes a shvur that he's not going to marry her until later. Somebody who's remarrying his own wife, ain't it's al hamtin, you don't have to wait. Unfortunately, many years ago in Farakwe, we had this shiloh, and the lady had just had a baby, and her husband passed away. Now, for that. That is more chomer, because a woman. Look, oh, let's. I'm sorry. Let's. I jumped the gun. Let's see the next one. You're dying. He move back. One second. And he move better. So I'm inika. If she's pregnant or she's nursing, then you can't get married until 24 months,
Why?
right? Because we're afraid that she's going to get remarried and the new father is not going to want to support this baby, right? And that the back then they worked with nursing, so he's going to want to have his own kids, and da, 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 and she can tell her to stop nursing so she can get pregnant and the baby's going to die, right? I mean, it's a wild chashash, but that's the concern. So then, in this case, what did you do? What do you do, Bisman Azeb? Bisman Azeb, you have formula, and most women don't nurse that long, so the baby's not dying. Well, most women do not nurse for 2 months, for two years, so baby's not going to die. So can they get remarried? So there was, unfortunately, this was the shaila here in town, and they asked one of the major poskim, and he said, "Sorry, the din is 24 months or bust, and that's it." And he made her wait. He made her wait 24 months to get married. Mm-hmm. Even if she has the baby after the divorce or after she became a widow of a lawyer, and she didn't start to nurse, you have to wait. And if there's a major reason, which means like there's a shidduch, there's a good shidduch available now that may not be available later, then ask a shaila chacham what to do about this. What do you say we're going to? Tezvav? Through Chaf. Sheesh. Tezvav. Isha Shemesu. A woman who's married to two men and they both died, she should not get married to a third. She should ask a Sheilas Chacham because maybe she's a killer. Not that we think she's actually a killer, but maybe she has a school for killing. Tezayin Isha Shoshama Shemez Baila B'makom Acher. Woman hears that her husband died. Filu Shama Mekama Nashim Ksherim. Even if she hears it from many trustworthy people, like Sinasi B'li Shelesh Chacham, she cannot get married without Shelesh Chacham. This is unfortunately the whole Aguna issue after the war and 9/11 and all these things. Hanefshadal is Yud Zayin. Hanefshadal Ishes Ish V'Gersha Baila Shemez. A woman who was, we were chayshed her for promiscuity. And she divorced, the husband divorced her, or he died. She is not allowed to marry the man who everybody was concerned that she was sleeping with. Because we know the same way, Yosa. Even if she divorced, even if her husband divorced her only because of something disgusting, that he heard about it with the nechshad, also the nechshad she isa, the one who's nechshad cannot marry her. Meaning, even if the husband was not required to divorce her because they didn't have enough proof, but still, if they do get divorced, she cannot go marry the guy who the rumors were about. Yud ches a nechshad al a nachris v'nis gaira lo yisena. If he's nechshad that he slept with a guy and she became a geiris lo yisena, he cannot marry her. Right, because of the chashashas. Yud tes nachri avah bas yisrael v'achar kach nisgayer, a guy who sleeps with a Jewish girl and then he becomes a ger lo yisena, he's not allowed to marry her. Chal hamagarish is a isha kadesh yisrael isa chaveira. Let's say a man divorces his wife so that his friend can marry her, beferish. Even if he didn't make the tenai with her beferish, I mean he's gonna divorce his wife so that his friend can marry her. Ella shenikash, even if he didn't tell his wife, "I'm divorcing you so that my friend likes you. I don't like you, so you can marry him. I'm divorcing you so you can marry him." Asr Lai Shayisasa, it is asr for that guy to marry her. So we don't want all these shenanigans.
Okay.
That's part one.